U.S. really? Well, the public companies reported percentage increases that didn't outpace the average rate of jewelry inflation. Zales' November and December revenue rose by nearly 6%, but if you remove a $10 million benefit from warranty sales, their revenue was up 4%, comps up 6%. Tiffany's sales up 7%, its revenue from the Americas up only 4%, and the New York flagship store saw a 1% decline. Overall, Tiffany comps up 4%. Signet sales growth was best of the three, with sales up 8% for Christmas season. The comps were lower than the year-to-date total. Now, on November 23rd, we met with three independent jewelers to hear their expectations for Christmas sales, and today is follow-up time. Here is what they had to say.
I would say they bought everything. It was nothing specific, you know, like I can aim that was like hot and people just asked for it. I mean, everything was sold, if it's ring and bracelet and earrings. And I would say that from 50 points up to 3-carat rounds was doing okay. 3-carat and up, number one was emerald cuts. Number two was Asher cuts, and cushion cuts was number three. And other diamonds was, you know, the rest of it. And surprising that emerald cuts was quite in demand. But in big stones, I will say 5-carat and up, most stones that were sold is below each color, and probably that has to do with pricing, yes. Fancy color or light fancy color, surprisingly, was doing quite good. I didn't figure exactly, but maybe 3 to 5% above last year. But it was not like 5 years ago or 10 years ago. But I was quite happy because as we operate here in the store, we don't owe money to vendors. We don't owe money to banks. So I was happy.
I think that diamonds were, again, probably on top of our list as far as jewelry. Diamond stud, important engagement rings, second ring. Those I think, are the items that stand out because of price. We sold some, pretty special item in this category. What we did not sell this year was a very important necklace, which we always do. We always sell a very, very, or two or three very important necklaces. There wasn't a single one. Well, we had a special event tied to two very special charities. One is PALS, is a group of pilots and people that are involved with their own private jets, as well as pilots that will fly people in need of special surgery or join family in stressful situation where finances are a difficulty or where commercial travel is not possible because of the condition of the patient. So these people do a wonderful job with wounded soldier, with children, with so many things. And the other one, the Strike 3, is a pediatric cancer research charity that does wonderful thing, and is headed by a baseball player by the name of Craig Breslow. He plays for the Oakland A's. He's a wonderful young man, and he just does some wonderful stuff with it. So that was very successful. We had a packed house. We also, at that time, we had Daryl Strawberry, celebrity baseball player that attended. And those type of things always seem to get very good responses. Our volume was up. The price point was up also. We sold many important things. Price increase, I did not separate the two, but I think our margin were slightly better this year. there's a lot less price considerations. But it was comforting to know that clients are again looking for very special gift items, but also things that give them a sense of value and value retention and long-term enjoyment as well. So we closed about 12% over last year, 10% for the year, and about 12% for the Christmas season. So it was very, very successful.
Pre-Christmas, we did a 50% off sale for 3 days, and we did move a couple of very large pieces. I believe that advertising avenue was well distributed in the market. It's very hard during the season to really know where your advertising is working because people tend not to come in and say, oh, I saw this and such. We're a small store, so we tend to get the same customers. We do occasionally get customers that say we were referred by someone else. But advertising is still a mystery in this industry, in this town. People don't identify where they find you. Basically met expectations. I think we sold, our volume was the same, the income was less, therefore I don't have enough stashed away for those quiet January and February days. But again, we're tending to have more business, so hopefully those quieter times won't be as quiet, and in the end it'll all wash, you know, equalized.
India's economy is having some growing pains. Our Avi Krawitz explains some of those underlying factors. Avi?
Jeff, consumer confidence is down in India due largely to the recent depreciation of the rupee as the pace of economic growth is set to slow in the coming year. The local currency has lost more than 15% since August, and analysts expect a further drop in the first quarter. As a result, domestic consumers faced with rising costs of living are likely to hold back on their discretionary purchases. While diamond manufacturers may in fact stand to gain from the weak rupee given their focus on exports, these issues were prevalent at the recent Signature IIJS trade fair in Mumbai. We caught up with Sanjay Kuttari, Vice Chairman of the Gem and Jewelry Export Promotion Council, at the show.
General market is slow. The turbulent time we are facing and passing through a lot of issues, volatility in the market all around the world. In 2008, what happened that in spite of the big crisis, because of the Indian and Chinese market, we will be able to pull through, and local domestic market was good enough. But in 2011 and 12, even Indian market has been affected to a certain extent because of the Eurozone crisis. So we are facing turbulent time, but let us hope for the best, and probably within few months we'll be able to get over this also. Exports have also slowed down, and even the domestic market has been also slow. But the only good sign what we feel is that the US market is a little bit better. And the sales, the indications are that the Christmas sales in US were good. And in view of that, probably we'll be able to have a better future of 2012 than what we had expected in the later part of 2011. Because of the weak rupee, what has happened that there is a fluctuation in the prices in the domestic market, and that is why people are reluctant for the time being to buy anything, because they are not sure if the rupee appreciates against dollar in 15 days time, they would like to wait. But now I believe since they waited enough for 1 or 2 months, in this show you will see that the activity from the retailers is there, because they have not bought anything since last few months, and now they have started to buy and realize that if the exchange rate is going to remain like that, let us get on with the existing structure.
Time now to check on how precious metals prices performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.